this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Start then. Hey everybody, it is August 2nd, 2018. It's August, that's weird. Geeks Next Door, episode 121. How's it going, guys?
Lovely.
How are you? I'm alive. Hi. I'm alive.
Is this our first palindrome? No, it's not.
I palindrome?
No, it's not. There's been many.
Oh, because no, 11 been... would be one.
Well, technically.
22 would be one.
101.
Well, only 100. No, 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 because only 111, right? And 100 and...
Yeah.
101, 111, 121.
101.
See, this is like our third palindrome one, right?
That's impressive. Palindrome.
Third-digit palindrome.
Third three-digit palindrome, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Would it be a palindrome if it was like 99, 88, 77?
Yes, those are also palindromes.
No, they're not.
Damn right.
Yes, they are.
The same forward and backward.
Oh, that's just stupid. That's like 111
being the first nine episodes is also palindrome, because you hit nine backwards and still
no,
nine.
No, you're not embracing the majesty of what this is.
I like it.
All right. Well, I got nothing to fucking talk about so far. I got no quippy little intros or anything, so what do you guys want to talk about? Let's just get right into it.
So when me and Tiffany text each other during the day at work, we've been playing the game called Describe a Movie in 5 Words. But don't be obvious. Like, you can't say, like, May the Force be with you. You can get Star Wars, stuff like that. It was pretty fun. Like, an example, what I send her, it's like, boat sinks, so does Leo.
Okay. Titanic.
Yeah, I think
right, exactly.
Character names make it easier.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I know, definitely.
But either way, otherwise it could be like a lot, you know?
Right. Yeah, what else did I have that say? Parents die.
Any Disney movie.
Parents die. Orphan fights crime.
Oh, Batman.
Right, exactly.
Or Batman 2, or Batman 3, or Batman 4.
Right. All Batman. All Batman would be acceptable. Yeah, so I thought it was just pretty fun. It, like, was entertaining to try to, in your head, make it as obscure as possible, but still doable, is kind of difficult, because you're like, oh, I can make it really ridiculous.
Well, yeah, like alien visitor from another planet. I mean, how that's
E.T. E.T. obviously done. We win. No, we already won. Sorry, we already won. Good job, Adam.
He's
high five.
A visitor. He's a hunter. So alien hunter from another planet. That makes sense. He's not visiting.
Yeah. All right. Well. Dave, you bought a car, right?
Yeah,
I did. It was
tell us about your experience buying a car in 5 words or less.
So Monday night we go.
Your words.
You quit.
Test drive some cars. Decide on a car. But we got started so late with the paperwork that we had to come back the next night. So we finished like. Almost, and we finished all like the pre-paperwork, so we just had to do the finance part. So we set an appointment to come back at 5 o'clock Tuesday night to do the paperwork. We get there. We ended up not being seen by a finance guy till like 6:30.
I don't want to see the next place down the road. Like, you lost my business.
And then, Hannah had to leave, or one of us had to leave by 7:15 to go pick up the kids from swimming lessons that the grandparents took them to.
Wait, whoa.
We dropped them off.
You dropped...
That's anyway. Not... So...
Well, hang on. Why did Hannah have to be there?
Well, because we both had to sign for the car.
Oh, you put your wife's name on legal stuff? No. You gotta keep her off that shit.
Troy
does that to me all the time.
You go the Ryan Thomas way. It's like, technically she doesn't exist.
Only no, as a businesswoman.
That's the side girl. So at 7:15, we walk out finally from the finance guy. Hannah takes off in my car to go pick up the kids. I'm waiting for her car. And the sales guy pulls around. And the manager and him walk over. They're like, so, there was a little snafu. The car that you bought was put on the wrong side of the lot. Instead of on the side where it was supposed to be detailed for sale, it was put on the side to be shipped off to our storage facility.
Oh, you lost my business. I'm off to the next place.
So they're like, here's your loaner car. Yeah. We're going to go get your car. We're going to detail it, and we're going to deliver it to your house.
Whatever. They were swapping out parts for bad parts.
So I'm like, well, what time is that going to be? And, oh, just a couple hours. And I'm like, so after 9 o'clock tonight? And they're like, yeah, around there. So, yeah, they showed up at about just after 9 Tuesday night with the car. And
should have said, do you know who I am?
We have a car.
Do you know who I am? I'm Abe Froman. My hours are worth $1,000. You knocked $2,000 off the price of that car.
Like, Abe Froman, the sausage king of Chicago?
So Hannah's got a car now.
Well, that's something.
A new car.
Oh, so you waited for it and then she gets it?
That's the way it works.
Why I'd rather drive.
And that's why you don't put her name on the paperwork.
And then why didn't you get a Nissan Cleric? That seems more of your style.
I know, or a Nissan Fighter Dwarf or
Pathfinder,
something.
Pathfinder,
Nissan Paladin.
Right, yeah. Like Ryan is only
Paladin's
going to
get, up my aisle.
He's going to get the Toyota Wizard that comes out next year.
At the very least, the Sorcerer, which is the lower version,
the lower form of the.
Ryan seems distracted. He's looking at something.
Ryan, what are you doing?
No, he's just trying to figure out what the fuck we're talking about because
he's not paying attention.
Because I don't think we mentioned yet that what kind of car you got, did you? Oh, we did.
Yeah,
a Scion.
He got a Nissan Jace. It's an amazing car.
It's cool. It transforms from one kind of a car, does a flip, and doesn't into another kind of
it's
car.
Very good. Yeah.
This segment is brought to you by
Nissan. Nissan. When you really need a car, but nobody will give you one. All right, that's cool. Cool. Well, congratulations on your new Rogue. Did they say what level Rogue it was, or it's just a kind of a new Rogue, or what?
It's a level 2018.
That's fucked up. No way.
Yeah.
You should have started over a long time ago.
It's epic, epic. Right. I mean, that campaign should have ended years ago.
2, 3, 4. What's that like? 1,000-something D6 on sneak attack?
When I hear Rogue, Nissan Rogue, I just think like save the cheerleader, save the world. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
Is that
every
what
time.
The car was? Or...
Yeah, it was like the one of the most blatant scenes of the car.
Right, because it's like
well, I guess we could take the Rogue.
It's like, Dad, can I take the car? Yeah, take the Rogue. And you're like,
and it's parked like at the angle, like
so
the perfect.
See it perfectly.
I guess I don't remember that as much as I remember the fucking. What was the goddamn show where he was a cop and she was a wily fucking...
Oh, Bones.
Bones, where the all-new Sienna. I could back up just by looking at the screen.
But see,
it's the all-new Sienna.
I think having now gone through and watched most of Chuck when they got towards the later seasons and they were like, not sure they're coming back, they're like, everyone's eating delicious Subways. They're like, Subways.
Eat fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take product placing in my shows and movies if you make it obvious and funny, like Happy Gilmore did.
That's true.
Mista, Mista! Oh, shit, I think I killed the Mista, Mista lady.
Okay. Cool. Well, what's going on this week? What's happening? What's the skinny? What's the skinny?
Are you feeling okay?
I'm good. Yep.
Because what has been certified... by Beckett's, you know, Beckett's, you know, the book that would certify like magic cards and all that stuff.
Baseball cards. Beckett's baseball was cards, always baseball right. cards growing up.
Yes, but it was. But they certified the rarest magic card ever. It was a
Lotus
1993 Alpha Black Lotus 9.5 gem mint sold.
What's gem mint mean?
Basically,
no,
it is
no
it
defects,
is no visible defects. Yes, basically, it's got a 9 in centering, so the artist centered, you know, 9.5 in corners, edges, surface, stuff like that. It's sold on eBay for $87,000.
How do you sell that on eBay? Like, wouldn't you go to like a fancy auction shop? Or I guess they probably take a percentage or something, but. Huh, just seems weird. Like, I'm going to sell my $90,000 card on eBay. And doesn't eBay take a percentage?
It sold for a cool $87,672.
Jeez.
Damn.
Crazy. Who the hell would buy that?
Someone who
should go get that card out of storage, huh?
Yes, someone who has lots of magic and like has lots and lots of money.
What do you, guessing they play magic like in their basement and they have a place they're going to display it and they're super
they're in Oregon. What do you think the shipping of that one card is?
The
shipping to ship it to the person.
Insurance on that's got
insurance
crazy.
Is like $1 or $2.50 for every $50 by the post office.
It's probably like, if the insurance is like 1% of the cost, it's $800. So I guess it's about $700. No, maybe half that. $350.
Yeah, $125 plus insurance.
Damn.
Is $125 just to ship it, plus the insurance, which I guess they would have probably worked out what the insurance is.
Yeah, with the insurance company or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't think they would. I don't know. Like, what are you shipping it? Do you wrap it up? Well, because it's in a plastic thing now, because they have it, like, sealed
in
a plastic thing.
Yeah.
So I would put it in a box, in a box, in a box.
Put it on it in a padded envelope, put it in a bunch of boxes, just keep putting it in a refrigerator box. That's why it costs so much.
That would be, like, the most boring scene from Seven ever. What's in the box? Oh, it's another fucking box. What's in that box? Another fucking box.
That's right. It's a magic card. Yay! Yeah.
I don't know that I'd spend $87,000 on a magic card.
Yes, but you don't have $87,000 in your like couch cushions like some people do.
Or do I?
If you do, I'm coming over to your house and hanging out with you.
My couch.
I'm gonna dig around your couch.
That's my couch. And talking of reboots, when we were talking about 80s shows and stuff like that, they're gonna reboot Elf.
Jesus fuck.
I don't know how I feel about this.
You and the rest of Western society.
I don't want to watch it that much. It was like a fun show when you were like young and okay with watching dumb shows.
Well, that's just it. If you were to watch like it now, it just doesn't make any sense. I really? I watched this?
Well, there was only 12 shows on a week, so you had plenty of time.
Yes, it was either that or you watched, what, Full House?
Probably on the same time.
Remember
when they had to like fight each other? They probably still do, but it doesn't matter as much because we can tape different channels. Like when the big channels had to fight each other on like Thursday night. Oh, you go against, you're going against Friends. Oh no!
Elf. I mean, that was like a normal, like it was a sitcom of a family that hung out in the living room a lot, and then like an alien short guy walks around and said shit. Like it was pretty thin.
Right.
Yeah. You ain't kidding.
It's shocking to me that
right.
What did so well, actually.
But the thing was, it's the sitcom, so it was basically what version of a weird, funny something, word funny X, interacts with a straight man and stuff like that. It's all like, so it's like, oh, cool, it's the wisecracking, like, next-door neighbor. Okay, he interacts with the, you know, whatever it is. They just had to place something in comparison to something else. So.
Yeah, like the sheep herder from Slovakia or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Belky was from.
Yeah. Right. It's like, oh, but it's his cousin. Oh, cool. Now we have, like, someone who can yell, cousin.
You know what's weird is that while I don't think I want to watch the season of this show, I actually kind of do want to watch an episode of that show. Right. Because I want to see how they are modern day, like, how they do it.
Right,
which is actually maybe, I wonder if they did that. Like, if they did a survey and, like, people said, how many people would watch one episode of this? And then they know, like, if they watch one episode, like, one out of six will watch the rest. And since everybody wants to see one episode to see how goofy the shit is, it'll be successful. Oh, it's interesting.
That's back when Nielsen really mattered.
Right.
Tim, he used to be cool.
Speaking of Thursdays, I just read today that the final season of Friends, each episode costs the same amount as an episode of Game of Thrones.
Huh.
Really? They weren't that well produced, were they?
No, but they were paying
$1.1 million per episode.
Yeah.
So that's six of them. That's $6.6 million per episode. $3.8 actually goes to everything else. No one makes that much money on Game of Thrones. So all of it goes into epic battle scenes where, like, there's dragons and shit.
Huh. That is crazy.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy, though. Because, whatever, Jennifer Aniston is the only one who's like, I would do a friends reunion. It was some great times, man. It was really fun. And everyone else is like, ugh, we don't want to do that.
Oh, Matt so LeBlanc is like,
I'm
nope.
way too busy. I'm sorry. I got to do Joey 4 or whatever the fuck I'm doing right now.
Joey 4. Yes, because all his shows are the same show.
They it's are, like, except for he gets a little older.
Got a little more silver hair.
Joey 4, that it.
But that is pretty funny because it's all exactly the same show.
I've never watched any of his shows.
I've watched all of them, as far like one episode of all of them, just to see if they're any good. But
see if they're who's playing the alien and how they interact with society.
Yeah.
Did exactly. they update his character? Nope, nope. It's the same character.
Still Joey.
He's like, hey, I like sandwiches. Hey,
remember
how
me?
You doing? It's like you can't say how you're doing. It's on. That was from Friends on NBC. That's copyrighted.
Oh shit! I just said it tonight to Amy. I better I better go send them a nickel or whatever I owe.
Wow! Holy crap, Dave! You got like 1,000 things over here. What's going on with this?
Well, speaking of reboots, Fox is looking at bringing back 24
again.
But this time as a Jack Bauer prequel TV series instead of like modern day. So it won't be the Kiefer.
It'll be pre-24.
Yeah.
The 24 before.
So
24 before, that's pretty good.
So yeah, they've got that in the works. That's I don't know. I mean, I liked 24.
Did you? I never watched it.
I liked like the first two seasons, but then it just got weird. And I was just like, all right. Like the same thing every year.
22 because he was faster when he was younger or something.
Yeah. Oh, right. But it stars like Ryan Thomas.
Ryan Thomas.
Everyone else is like moving at regular speed, but he's moving at like just a little bit faster than them. Not significantly, just enough.
And then speaking of things out of our childhood, Transformers the movie is going to be shown in theaters nationwide for one night only, September 27th.
What is that day animated? Is that? Animated.
Yes, it is the animated
the
movie.
Touch.
It's a Thursday.
All I know is they straight up like I remember they're just like, oh yeah, your favorite Transformers. Don't worry about them; they're all dying in the first 20 minutes.
That's
yeah.
the one with Alita 1, and they're on not Ego, but fucking Cybertron,
Unicron. The Living Planet,
Unicron,
yeah,
and they got fucking. They got Soundwave's brother that's there.
Yes.
I can't think of his name, but he's a gun.
Shockwave.
Who is the guy that was the boombox that had all the animals as cassettes?
Blast.
Soundwave.
That was Soundwave? He was one of my favorite guys I had because you could he had figures.
And he had the best voice ever. Oh, it was so good.
Hmm. Yeah, he was cool. I remember that guy.
But... I just thought it was, like, crazy. Like, oh, cool. I watched cartoons when I was a kid, you know? You watch them, and then all of a sudden you watch this, and you're like, oh, shit, they are killing people. Like, cartoons are people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't remember watching the movie. I wonder if I didn't.
I did.
Yeah, Joe,
I've seen
like...
bits and pieces. I've never seen the whole
thing. I've seen the whole thing.
Yeah, I've seen the whole thing, like, a shit ton of times.
Sounds animated and dumb. I don't think I've watched
it. it's like a great movie, and then they just have a part where Weird Al Dare to Be Stupid plays, and it doesn't make any sense why it's in the movie whatsoever. It's like it doesn't make any sense.
Hey
whatsoever.
Kids, you like Weird Al? He's hot
you like
right now. That's funny.
But they had female GoBot or robot Transformers GoBots. They did have female GoBots, but they had female Transformers in the movie because I think they tried to get females involved.
Yeah, now that I think about it, fucking Transformers is a sausage fest, isn't it? Holy shit!
I don't think they have penises though.
Okay, well, it's a male robot fest.
It's okay. Like a
right. Well, pretty much, because the newer cartoons only have one female.
We have
RC the motorcycle.
So how do they come alive? Like somebody fucks with their AllSpark, and then all of a sudden they're like, "I'm new, yay!"
AllSpark is like new Transformers.
Oh, I know.
It's not canon.
Yeah, so how did they, like, mate and reproduce, or they just became aware?
Well, it's like amphibian DNA. I mean, nature just finds a way.
They just change, and then they go back. They're like, ooh, I was a girl until I gave birth. Now I'm back to a guy.
But no, you find out that there was, like, a progenitor race that created the Transformers and stuff like that. That is
only traded and created a finite supply of them, and they don't reproduce, or they live.
They live for a long time.
Yes.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of holes in this whole Transformers thing going on here.
They're robots in disguise, Chris.
That's all you need to know.
Right. So, like, it's a building that transforms into a robot. What's fun about that?
What if it transformed into, like, a bug?
Okay. But it's a transformer.
What?
It transforms.
So the robot transforms into a bug? Bug. It's genius. Genius.
All right, this little improvisation from the movie Big has been brought to you by Nissan. Nissan Rogue, when you really need a new car.
But you don't want it right now.
You want it tomorrow and 4 hours later.
Right. You want it in the dead of the night as it sneaks up on you and
as your kids
your
are trying as your kids are trying to go to bed. Like,
sneak attack.
Hey, you have your goddamn car out here.
We had somebody come to our fucking door the other day, soliciting for, like, something at 9 o'clock at night.
Man, your story is full of the details. I love when your stories are so full of
details.
Well,
they were
someone come to the door at night.
I didn't even give him the option.
First of all, what did he look like? Was he brown? Did you invite him in because he was brown?
No. Okay. No, he was holding the clipboard.
Is he cute?
Was he cute?
Let him in. Let him in.
No. No, some, like, average 20-year-old guy was selling, like,
Hang on, buddy.
Average 20-year-old
average.
Guy.
What color was he?
I don't know. I didn't give him the option.
I don't see color.
Wait, you didn't give him the option? Like,
put your gun barrel out there and, like, get off the porch.
He was a white boy.
Oh, man, that's average.
How do you know he had a clipboard and he was selling something if you didn't give him the option?
I opened the door and I said, are you really fucking knocking on my door at 9 o'clock at night?
That makes sense.
And he said, yeah, that's part of the job. And I'm like, click, shut the door. And so
and turn him off. Around, he says, like, I guess click. He doesn't want the gigantic check for a lifetime's millions of dollars.
There's blows. Ed McMahon's back there.
There's the ghost of Ed McMahon.
Ghost of Ed McMahon with your check.
You are correct, sir.
Publisher Clearinghouse. Oh, I guess. No.
A joke that nobody remembers.
Hey, who's giving checks out now for Publisher's Clearinghouse?
Publisher Clearinghouse.
No one?
I don't know. How long has Ed McMahon been dead? Like 20 years?
What is Publisher's Clearinghouse? Is it just like a scam or something?
I think it's magazine. Wasn't it magazine subscriptions?
But how did you win?
I don't even know how you got. Yeah. It was like some sort of mailing, wasn't it?
Direct You'd return the company mailing? That markets merchandise and magazine subscriptions with sweepstakes and prize-based games.
I think you get ad like paper ads, and then you have a chance to win. Meanwhile, they get paid for ads because they go to houses.
Isn't that what Chris just said?
Yeah, I said it with more details.
I appreciated the detail. Sometimes people are like, "I don't know, it's outside. There's a dude." He was like, "Yeah." So I like details.
He was like, "Yeah."
Some sort of 20.
Like, get off my
20-year-old average guy.
How old do you think you sounded? Like, it's 9 o'clock. It's outrageous.
Right, I know.
I ate dinner 6 hours ago.
Well, I've been sleeping for 3 hours.
No. Curtains are drawn and the lights are off.
But that's weird why you'd go to a house that's dark. You know not to do that when it's Halloween.
Well,
kids know that.
Fuck that. I go there anyways. I'm like, you're not getting away easy. Get off the floor. I see your TV on. Give me some fucking candy.
They move the TV to the floor. They put the sheet over it so they can just watch TV in their little fort.
It's a matter of principle, damn it.
Could they see the TV was on? It's a fair question.
At my house?
Yeah.
No, the TV's in the basement.
Ooh, so maybe they were trying to rob you. And they first knock and check to see if someone's there, and then they say, "Oh,
yeah, could be.
I'm selling something." And then,
saying that because I live in Minneapolis?
Yes.
No, I'm just saying it because it was weird.
It's not like people are shooting guns off around my house
randomly.
Well,
randomly.
Yeah, that's right. Because they have you, they know you have valuables they want to steal, so they don't want to risk it by shooting their guns.
or shooting your guns at your car. Mm.
Yes.
What else you got on this list there, Dave?
Well, hang on a second. We're going to take a small break, small intermission, if you guys are okay with that.
For Nissan Rogue?
No, not
Adam,
for Nissan Rogue.
Adam, was he like that guy?
And then we'll move into a PSA announcement.
No.
No. So as you guys probably know, since everybody's been doing a little bit of work on it, except for Ryan, who just said fucking Wix, we've been publishing these modules on DriveThruRPG, these modules for free. Right? You guys are aware of what I'm talking about? These D&D modules, things that Dave's been working hard and getting his what do you call it? His art skills.
Yeah. Whoa.
I don't have a lot of time.
You told me those were stock pictures off the internet.
I thought they were, but he told me he made them, so whatever. Anyways.
Oh.
So anyways, yeah.
Do people like my NPCs?
No, that's actually the one thing they say needs more work. Is the NPC list is really shallow, they said.
All right, I'll go more.
No, but when the next one gets released here in 4 days, but I'll have you know, we have earned a whopping 39 cents based on pay what you want for these modules.
How does that even happen? Like, one person gave 39 cents? Or, like, did two people give 15 cents?
And you
then
get
one person
7 cents.
Gave 9 cents.
And you get 7 cents. And you get 7 cents. Actually, it's been sold. The modules together have been sold 486 times. One person gave 60 cents, and we got 39% of it.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So that's how it worked.
Better pay taxes.
Well, the first one we gave out for free, and we're like, yeah, you know, taste is free. The next one we're like, it's free, but if you want to throw some cheddar, you can. Somebody threw us 60 cents, which I think
that's
is amazing.
Funny.
Thanks, guy.
I paid someone a cent. Take one, so I can understand that.
So we'll put that money into a slush fund, and it'll grow and grow and grow. And in like, I don't know, 5,000 years, we'll time travel and we'll do the backwards thing, and then we'll have like $1 million. So you're welcome.
We could just purchase a sucker and all have a lick off of it.
Hey, I don't know what you're going to do with your 7.5 cents. You can do whatever you want. I'm not going to.
It's not a heck of a lot.
I think my consulting company had a big part in that. Definitely. One, the consulting company said Wix. Two, the consulting company said put it free on RPG Now. That shit is real.
Oh, we've sold 8 this month already. Oh, that's cool. It's only the second.
That's good. You can keep my money.
Like I said, slush fund, and then once you're ready to withdraw for your retirement, you just let me know and we'll get it over to you as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I want careful accounting and a monthly update on how much and how much interest do I get.
Just like the Republican.
That's it. I just wanted to put that out there because, of course, it's free. You can just download it at our website. What's our website, Adam?
www.geeksnextdoor.xyz.
Yeah!
Yay!
Could someone have given a dollar? And it somehow turned into 60 cents?
Well,
because
it shows me the gross sale amount. It says gross sale, 60 cents. One item, so one item, 60 cents, earnings, 39 cents.
So weird.
Why? Somebody was like,
I just think it's weird someone would type in 60 cents. So, like, they had to choose that number.
Maybe that's their goal.
Well, they could have been purchasing something else, and then they just needed to make up the difference to make it round, so they just put...
Right.
I don't know. I thought 60 cents was generous, given the fact that how many people have given zero... 400 and something.
Yeah, no, I think it's cool. It's just weird. Very weird.
So that's cool. So good job. We'll give you updates as this as we continue to get richer.
Sweet.
Yay.
Good stuff. Retirement plan underway.
And that was brought to you by Subway.
Hey.
Eat fresh.
Subway has not given us any subs yet.
I mean, Jimmy John's.
Those fuckers. I fucking hate Jimmy John's. Tastes like ass. Sorry, Jimmy John's. You want to change my mind? Shit. Send me 500 subs. Maybe you'll change my mind.
Or like $20, I think it'd probably be good.
You mean eat free card for like a year?
No, we were getting a lot of Jimmy John's, and man, they taste like ass. I think it's the mayonnaise they use. I don't know.
Hellman's.
You don't like mayonnaise.
Big jugs of Hellman's.
Whoa.
Hey, where'd that come from? A little PSA for all our listeners out there that might have small children or young children that play Fortnite. Be careful, because there are scammers out there targeting your children.
No. The dickens, you say. On the internet?
No, they're telling kids via chat in the game to go get their mom's purse and send them pictures of, like, their driver's license, the credit cards, the back of the credit cards, and if you do that, I'll give you the, I'll send you V-Bucks so that you can buy, like, the cosmetic changes for the game.
Oh, shit, let's do that. We can probably make more than 39 cents doing that. Let's fucking bring that up.
Can you hold up your driver's license in the front and back of your credit cards, please?
So, this actually,
what is your
this
mother's
actually
maiden name?
That's the first street you grew up on.
What is your first pet?
First pet,
That actually happened to an 8-year-old and his mom out of Lakeville, Minnesota. So that was on the news.
He was
and then
eight
they turned,
years old?
Yeah.
They need to teach him
Fortnite.
Better. He should know better by then.
Yeah.
Stranger danger.
But then they took that story. I'll just finish it and we get everyone's thoughts on it. But then they took that story and they continued it and they said, hey, did you also know that parents are paying to have people train / mentor / teach their kids how to become better at Fortnite so that they can and Overwatch so that they can start playing, so that they could hopefully get into the esports.
What? Okay. So you get a tutor to tutor you in esports?
To teach you how to play better.
That's not shocking, really. I mean, especially if the kid finds out about it and says, oh, you know what I want? I want, like, Fortnite lessons so I can become the best. Like, because a kid might say that about basketball or about soccer. And it's similar, except for probably even a longer shot.
I don't know. I mean, it depends how you're built. If you're built 5'1 and super and 40 pounds, you're like, and I'll try esports.
Mm-hmm. Huh. If you're Asian, you'll probably do pretty good in the esports.
Don't go to Harvard.
Right.
Wait, Harvard? I thought, is that because they stopped?
I think it's Harvard. Is it Harvard or Stanford? I don't remember. One of those two. They basically make it... They're prejudiced against Asians. They make them have higher test scores.
Oh, okay.
So, which is, doesn't make any sense to me.
That's good. Not going there.
It's a affirmative action for white folks, because the Asians are just too smart.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of.
It is. It kind of is, yeah. Actually.
But it would be like having, here's a weight. Okay, here's a 10-pound weight, and it's like, ooh, here's a 15-pound weight Asian. Yeah, or you have to be stronger to work here because you're of a certain race.
That's exactly right.
Right, and that's
so racist of you, Ryan.
No, I don't think it's right. I just think it's
what. Here's what I heard. Good job. That's exactly right.
Oh, right as in...
That's right, okay.
Your analogy is accurate. The practice
is also accurate.
Unethical.
I was like, right, that's exactly right. Everyone should be treated differently.
Based on their race, creed, or gender.
Right.
Yeah.
Some people are bred to work longer and harder.
That's right.
Without breaks, food, or water. And they
sometimes
don't,
and sometimes you have to replenish the stock
really
from overseas.
Either. They don't need pay.
They get motivated by beating them.
They get lodging. That's what they get.
Right. Free lodgings.
I don't know. I don't think Fortnite's going to be around that long, quite frankly.
I don't think so either. I think it's going to burn bright, really bright, which it is. It's burning bright.
You remember how big Overwatch was when it came out? It was fucking huge. And don't get me wrong, there's still a competitive series there, but it's not that big compared to some of the other esports.
Right.
So I think it's going to be very similar. So it's weird.
Didn't they just launch the broadcasting of the Overwatch League on ESPN and all the Disney channels?
Yeah.
Yes, Disney. But didn't they also... It isn't that backed up by... Like, who makes Overwatch? I forget who it is.
Blizzard.
Yeah,
Blizzard.
And so it's backed up by the Blizzard juggernaut. They're basically doing what MoviePass does. Let's throw money at it. Ah! Till we run out of money. Ah!
But the difference is, yeah, Blizzard still has that, even though it's way less than it once was, still has the World of Warcraft cash cow that people are still paying $50
for. That makes so much money. Oh, fuck.
They got another release coming out next month. Or no, next week.
Right.
Next Tuesday. Yeah, they'll have that uptick.
I'm pretty sure that Blizzard had money before they decided to do this.
Well, what else does Blizzard have? What's their other fucking title?
StarCraft.
Diablo.
That's the original one. I couldn't
Hearthstone.
Remember. Hearthstone.
Hearthstone. They still make money on Hearthstone.
Yeah, fuck that game. What's
the Sims under?
Dota 2.
All right.
Oh, that gets to do a weird thing where.
Wait, what are you asking?
What Blizzard has.
I must have misunderstood you.
You're not paying attention again?
Yes. Dota gets to do a weird thing because the original Dota was based off of World of Warcraft or Warcraft 3 mods, but it was made using something else, a different engine, and I think Valve owns the engine, so Valve technically owns Dota 2.
Yeah,
and you have to call it Dota. Because if you call it Defense of the Ancients,
then you get in trouble.
Defense of the Ancients is a Warcraft thing. Yeah, so it's a weird legal.
Oh, Warcraft, the original Warcraft. I forgot about that. That's basically
yeah,
that was fucking
Job's done.
Yeah. Zog.
That was a super funny game.
That was fucking amazing.
Stop.
That was my favorite part.
You click on the sheep and it'd be like the sheep would explode.
Was Age of Empires before or after that?
Age of Empires before, I believe. I don't know, I don't know. I just remember Age of Empires being ridiculously early. Let's find out.
I don't know.
Building of a dynasty.
They're making another one, by the way. Another Age of Empires. 1997. Whoa. October 1997. And what was the other one we were talking about? Warcraft?
Uh-huh.
Warcraft was... That's World of Warcraft. That doesn't help. Warcraft film? No. Warcraft
Warcraft 94. November 94.
That's weird.
But yeah, see, that seems right, because I remember playing that in college, early days, and, like, thinking it was awesome.
But the first one?
Then yes. Really? And then I remember playing the Age of Empires in college later, and a lot. That game was super fun.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. But there's something about those first games where it was, like, just super cool to, like, move guys around and fucking do shit. It was cool.
Yeah. I did see they are making an Age of Empires 4, which is interesting, because we haven't had a new Age of Empires since 2005, which was basically a lifetime ago. So it'll be interesting to see what it looks like and play it, because, honestly, you remember Age of Empires. It was fucking pimp. Oh, I remember playing that game, like, 10 years after it came out. It was still pimp.
Yes, it is. I think I got expansions too. And then there was the I like the new. What was that? What did the monk say?
Help! I need a monk.
Like the sounds, like sort of iconic, pretty amazing. I wonder if the 4 is going to be good. It can't be terrible.
Well, it can be. That's the game that it's kind of fucked up, because they still release, like, HD remakes, and people still buy the HD remakes of that game and stuff.
Yeah, right. I've been tempted.
I haven't.
You should do it.
Every time I look at the screenshots, and I'm like, it looks like shit now. I can't do
that. Yeah, it does look like shit. But, yeah, it might be good. Might be fun.
Might be, but won't be.
The trailer is garbage, though.
It's just a teaser, basically. Yeah, they don't have anything yet. They have art concepts.
They're not
going to
show you
much.
Oh yeah.
Aww. It's early.
Oh wait, Age of Empire gameplay PC mod for AOE 3. Oh, that seems different.
Yeah, AOE 3.
Yeah, remember back when we used to play those, and then you're like, oh shit, I'm trying to play versus you, but we won't connect. Oh, you got like AOE3.C, and I got AOE3.D, and it's like, oh fuck.
That's what I mean. That was a lifetime ago for those other ones. It seems like so long ago. Technology's come so far in the last 15 years. It'll be interesting. I just remember Ryan being like, plumed archers, and getting destroyed by longbowmen. It was amazing.
I was the best at that game. I never lost. That's what I remember.
Yes.
All right, and you played the Franks. Who are you kidding?
The Germans. Yeah, the Germans are great. Yeah. Yeah. So, what else you got there?
Super good. Well, if we mentioned MoviePass running out of money, do we want to spend some time talking about that and the
sure.
and the changes to their plans?
Their get out if you haven't already paid for a year plan, if you ask me.
Oh.
So yeah, so last Thursday, all of a sudden people couldn't use their MoviePass card anymore. Wouldn't go through.
Was
insufficient
that,
funds.
Was that recent? It was, yeah.
It was last Thursday.
Because it was right before Tom Cruise Infest, yeah.
Right, and we didn't quite. And, you know, we didn't. It didn't really surface in the news until Friday, so that's why we didn't talk about it last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because
well,
it blew up, like, Bankston. Thursday night.
Yeah, no, so. Yeah, that's right. I mean, Dave talked about it at the movie theater, actually.
Did you try using it then?
No, because see, this is the thing: is why they're like stipulations. They're getting super like. Well, we can talk about what their new passes are and stuff, but they don't really affect me because I never use it for new releases. Because we always get shit online, and you don't really get shit online. So,
right.
But yeah, they're getting pretty like pretty restrictive with this thing, isn't it now? Aren't they?
Well, and it even persisted even more. So not only was it just Thursday and Friday, and they had an influx of like. I don't know, like $50 million that they had to loan or get a loan with, then it continued in certain select regions of the country throughout the weekend and into Monday, to the point now that they had announced, like, oh, here's our new go-forward strategy where, you know, we're going to raise the price to honor all plans to a minimum of $14.95, and then they're going to restrict, you know, what shows you can see. You can't be big blockbuster shows anymore. So, yeah, they're hurting.
Have you heard about Cinemina? Cinemia.
I did. I heard about it last time we were at the movie theater. The guy was talking about it. It's just an alternative. But it didn't seem like the price was as competitive.
Yeah, but that starts to look better when it's the only option. And actually, it's proven. I guess it's a company that exists in Turkey and other places. It's like already successful in other countries. Mm-hmm. So it has a better business plan. Yeah. Which is interesting. And I also was looking at their site and noticed that they have a family plan, which I wonder, you know how we're talking about trying to get, we almost always get tickets together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting just to consider, would it be possible, would a family plan work where if enough people go to the movie together and we use the plan we plan to buy half the tickets. It's just an interesting thought because
it has
that plan.
Yeah, I wonder if
there's
got
to be a restriction.
Why do they care who you're using it for as long as it's like...
Right.
So it says, okay, so like there's Elite and Classic. Let's see. Well, you can say one... Let's say you went for one movie for two a month, but let's switch it to like one movie for, let's say, four a month. That's $16 per month. One movie for four. So that's pretty good, right? I mean, that's like $4 a movie.
Can you be a little more specific what you're talking about?
Yes, I will explain better.
Yeah.
I went to this website that I linked you to, and I picked four number of people four. And I'm looking at the different options, and one of them, the low-end one, is... gives you the option to go to one movie per month. The price of going to one movie per month for four people is $16.99 with the current promotion.
Is there restrictions?
It says any theater, no blackout dates, watch all movies even on opening weekends, and there's some advance.
I wonder if they added that after MoviePass is like, fuck you.
Yeah, no, I think...
Right?
Yeah, and it is. This is a promotion, so maybe I don't know if it shows up on your screen, but if you type summer sale, it'll
show
up.
Sorry, I'm not looking at it. I'm just relying on you to relay the information.
Oh my god. So that's the deal, basically. So it looks like it's about you pay $4 a movie.
What's the price after the promotion?
It
says $79.95 a month for half a movie.
It was normally $40.99 for. So it's like, that's not really that good of a deal.
No, that's like
no,
a movie.
That's still $10 a movie, and that's what we pay when we go to our theater anyway.
Actually, it's, what is it, 11? Is it, what's it now, Dave? Is it 10:50 or is it 11:50?
It depends if you log in. If you log in to and use your rewards, it's like $10. Might be 10:50, but I think it's
$10.53 or something. Yeah, it's like 10:53.
But yeah, the non-promo price is clearly not as good. I think it may be like dependent, like since we're in Minneapolis, maybe the market price for movies is less than like say Los Angeles or something
like
that.
Yeah, LA it's like $60 or something. Yeah.
So that could be part of why the pricing may not look right. And it sounds like they're just starting to do it here in the United States. So their focus has not been on the United States, so they may get better.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you consider, MoviePass, we keep hearing MoviePass is failing, and then you see AMC come out with their own and say, fuck you, MoviePass. People want to do this, they got to come see, they have to use our own reward.
Yeah, we have to go through theirs. I don't remember. It didn't seem like it was price competitive when we were looking before, but I don't remember.
No, it was definitely more.
Yeah.
But the other thing I just to note here is if you go like up to 2 movies per month, it's a little more risk in not being able to get them, but that's $50 for 4 people.
Okay, so yeah, that's cheaper. That's considerably
cheaper. That's like way cheaper. Like, so as you go up, it gets cheaper.
Sure. And my guess is that's kind of a good policy for them because more people are less likely to make it to 2 movies a month, so they actually turn out pretty good there. So
yeah. And then if you buy it yearly, you get another like $2 knocked off. If you buy a yearly contract.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was looking for the email they sent me, but I did not save it. So, because the PR was out in force for MoviePass, and they're like, hi friends, here's what happened, and here's what we're gonna do going forward. And it was such annoying double talk. they would spin something into it's like peak pricing or something. Like, we're gonna make sure you could see every movie you want, because you can't see the movies that are really expensive at specific times.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. So what do they make? What are the changes they're making here nowadays? Again, they're making more changes? Or it looks like certain movies you're not going to be able to see, right?
Right.
On opening weekend.
Forget opening weekends. The price was going up to like $14.95 for the basic small plan. They're still looking at trying to get more money.
So how does that work for people who paid like a year in advance for the $9 or something like that? I wonder if that they'll be charged or they're like, hey, you're grandfathered in. Or if you like going forward, you have to opt out if it's jumps up in price or something. I don't know. I have to look into that. Yeah. But the stock dropped a little bit. I don't know if you guys saw that.
A little bit?
Yeah,
a lot.
Like, at its peak, it was $32. And what I see, it was like 13 cents or something like that.
Oh, man.
That's
geez.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, well, you know what? It's a good time to buy MoviePass stock to take a shot at it at 13 cents.
Yeah. So, a good time to sell short at 35, I think.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. MoviePass.
I'm trying to see. What it says here.
If they did anything, I think that they've done a really good job of like kind of showing that subscription services could be useful. Like I would pay for something like that if it was good. Well, I do. I pay for MoviePass right now, but if the price goes up, I probably won't pay for MoviePass anymore. So.
Hmm.
I think that's the thing. It's like they almost have to lose money and for people to be interested, which seems like a bad
right.
Business.
Right. Well,
but apparently go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say apparently the Cinemia one is a payment card sort of business model. And honestly, I don't actually know how that works.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know how payment cards make money. I think it might be like gift cards, like where the business may offer gift cards at a reduced price because they're happy to have people spend the money even at a reduced price if they know they can get the money now, and then they can it'll go be spent at their place. So what I'm saying is payment cards are this idea of you buy a gift card ahead of time at a discount,
like, and that's paying $20 for a $25 gift card.
Yes, and businesses are okay with it because they get money now, so they can use that money immediately, invest the money. So there's something with that. Plus, they're okay with it because you're going to spend the money there, and they can look to sell you popcorn and shit like that.
Well, wasn't that the whole point that MoviePass was trying to do, was eventually make deals with theaters and be like, we're going to drive so much of this to you that you should sell us tickets at a reduced price? I think that's eventually what they were trying to do.
Yeah, I think this one just is more real. Like, the Cinemia is more realistic about it. They take a, like, if it's 20% off, versus MoviePass being a huge discount if it worked,
Yeah. Yeah, not, I mean, like I said, I think that they have a really good idea. I think they're the MySpace of what do you call it, subscription-based, like, movie theater going. Like, they had a good idea, it was cool for a second, and now Facebook's coming along.
Yeah, although Cinemia was around before. Not that I have any stock in that.
What the
but
fuck?
They
this
were
guy
around.
Bought stock on Cinemia.
He just
rocks
you,
man.
He just keeps pushing them and pushing
no,
them.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Radio program about them, sure. And so that's why I recognize that. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, I was actually surprised when I heard that there was another service like this, and I was like, wait, I thought MoviePass was the first. But they're definitely the first to launched largely in the U.S., because I had never heard of this other place.
Yeah, it's I'm going to say Friendster.
Good,
the Friendster,
sure, good
yeah.
point, good point.
And then MySpace, and then the Cinemia is going to be like the MySpace, and then like the next one.
Yeah, the next
that,
innovation
is going to figure it out.
That could be us, guys. How are we going to do it? We could figure it out right now.
First of all, I'm going to have my company is going to offer suggestions. I think we should give away it on free on. RPG Now or wherever, and we should make a website bid on Wix.
That's
boom.
Really
give
smart.
Give me my percentage.
Sorry, that's already been stated and copyrighted, so...
You can't copyright it like that. It doesn't work.
You owe me $50.
$50?
Sorry.
Wait.
You're right, $100.
But you looked at a picture that I painted.
I know.
So you owe me a shit ton of money because
I already
is
paid
so
you.
Valuable. It's valuable. Because I am going to be dead someday.
You know, the other problem with this Cinemia is I didn't know it was spelled Cinemia. That people don't like that. It looks too.
That's true.
Too.
I wonder if
it looks way too like I don't know Mexican.
Like not
people
like,
don't like
Trumpian.
Trumpian. Yeah, it's not. It's not. Like,
Trumpians are like no. It looks like C. I don't like C. That's too Mexican.
Well, yeah. What if I do Google Translate and I look up Cinema if it starts with an S because in Turkish. Because why does it start with a fucking S?
Well, the Mormons are like, oh, it's got the word sin in it. Forget it.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, snap, Dave.
All right, English detected. Let's switch that shit to Turkish. T-T-T-T-T.
What?
We're switching that shit to Turkish.
Why would you want it Turkish?
Holy cow, this guy's
oh, look at my... I'm a fucking genius. This is how you spell it in Turkish. Cinema.
Sin?
So they put a fucking I in it in Turkish, and it makes sense.
How do you spell... What does that mean? That's how you spell what?
That's how you spell cinema in Turkish.
Wait, cinema is a Turkish word? I thought it was Latin.
Cinema is a word that can be said in many languages.
Like, wait, like Turkish?
Yes.
Can you say it in Greek? And if so, how do you say it in Greek?
It starts with an S in Turkish. That's a fair question. I'll give you an answer. The answer is what? I can't read that.
I
oh,
win.
Wait, I can play it. Never mind. would you like me to? Here, I'll share my audio. There you go. All right. Contact. Call. Where's the fucking share audio? Audio set. Share. Share sound system. Hold on. Wait for it.
Can't hear.
That's how you say it. Is that too quiet?
I'm pretty sure.
No,
we heard
it. It was fine.
I'm pretty sure that's actually somebody saying, like, white people are stupid.
Maybe. But who knows Greek?
Oh,
so it's
shit. We got to try. Let's start our company. It's going to be cinema, but it's going to be in Dutch, which is Bioscoop. Bioscoop. Bioscoop.
I love it.
That one sounds pretty funny. It's a good way to come up with a company name, is pick a word. But then you gotta mix it up because otherwise it'll like be too on point for that language.
Right. Like like most of the world just knows you as cinema because you took you spoke like Mandarin or something. You took
yeah, and they're like, oh, sweet.
Ryan, you can just tell us you know you're fluent in Russian and support Donald Trump. It's okay.
Ryan does. He's been the spy on the inside the whole time.
Din Yang.
Ding Yang.
Din Yang.
Diddy Mao.
Chinese for cinema. That's
oh,
right.
Yeah, I gotta find Russian. That's a good point.
Hachakobakara!
So angry.
Wait, that sounds like Klingon.
And yeah. Russian and Klingon Russian. Go hand in hand. Trust me.
Kino, 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 kino. That's how you say it.
Yeah. Hawk took out the kino.
Speaking of movie theaters, the Alamo Cinema Draft House opened in Woodbury.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
That place seems really cool.
Sucks.
They, like during the week, they just show old movies. The thing that I wanted to do in a movie theater is just. You know, you can show all the big movies during the weekend and stuff like that. It's great, but they'll show like old shit. Like me and Ryan likes they're showing Shaolin Soccer on like Sunday, like the 5th.
That's cool.
They have like weird stuff. Like they were showing like Jaws the other day, and then they show like various things throughout the week, like all weird stuff. Or they'll be like, "Oh, cool, we're gonna show movies that like people love," and then you can talk during. Them and stuff and yell out your favorite lines and stuff like that, and that sounds super fun.
I can see that.
Like Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah, but with like other movies that everyone like, you go watch Monty Python and everyone knows Monty Python.
Don't invite Ryan. He'll be like, I don't understand it, man. This is fucking nerds.
Yeah, it's true. Losers.
And they also have like the food there. They'll bring you the food, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I just downloaded their menu. They have bottomless popcorn, truffle parmesan bottomless popcorn, cheese curds. They got all kinds of shit.
Do they have Bosco sticks?
Yep. Let me look. Be for Bosco.
If you buy a ticket even online and get there late,
yes.
Or you can't go to that movie, instead of saying, "Ah, you're shit out of luck," they'll be like, "Hey, you can go to the next movie, or we can just give you refund on all their stuff, you know, and give you another movie."
That's cool.
So you don't lose out on that movie just because of life finds a way.
Yeah, I've liked them ever since that PSA that I
yeah,
the
lady. The
lady freaking out, and they just made it part of their advertising. They're like, don't fucking talk in a movie. I thought it was pretty cool. And that's when they weren't around here. They were just, I knew them from Texas.
Texas, yeah. But, yeah, I think that would be really fun. And then, so, I'm pretty excited to go. I mean, it is definitely a distance to travel.
Yeah.
To go see it, so you kind of have to make an event out of it. It's like something big.
I can see it. They got cocktails. They got fucking Blue Hawaii. They got Moscow Mule. That's pretty good shit.
What's in a Blue Hawaii, Ryan?
Rum, vodka, blue Curacao, pineapple
Curacao. Okay.
And house-made sour. And guess what? They got Kentucky Buck. It's hard to find a good Kentucky Buck.
It's got bourbon, say that
strawberry,
probably bourbon,
ginger beer, bitters.
That sounds like a Moscow Mule.
They got the dudes White Russian. I'll probably drink that. That's what I have. I like those creamy.
I thought you liked Black Russians.
No, he doesn't.
What does that even mean? There's no such thing as a Black Russian.
Yeah,
there is.
It's a White Russian without the cream.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wow, they got gummy bears for $7.
See there, this place is fun when you can look at their menu.
Yeah, I just wish that they had Bosco sticks, man. That's all I want.
I told you they had them.
No, I lied.
But I told you they had them.
Ever since our theater ran out of Bosco sticks, I've been getting the shakes every now and then. Like,
Did you order them off Amazon yet?
They do sell at Juicy Lucy, though. That sounds like pretty good. Probably that,
it's not what you think it is.
Oh, shit.
It's a prostitute.
It's a prostitute.
It's like, hey, honey.
From Alamo.
What do you expect for $15.50?
No teeth. I expect no tea. We did get, speaking of addiction, we did get our new shipment of Mountain Dew Ice in today, so you have that to look forward to on your next visit.
Kenny! I like word. I like Kenny.
I'm gonna be like the Key and Peele. It's like, hey, you know, how about a little, you know, just a little ice, you know, slap ass,
little slap ass.
Restaurants and bars. Let's see what's in Twin Cities. They don't have that.
That's.
Oh fuck you, then Alamo Draft
House. Fuck you.
I would really like to play Magic the Gathering the Unset. Sometime.
The Unset?
Yeah. The new one you have, what's it called? The Unset.
Unisex.
It's the Unset.
The Unset?
They refer to it as Magic's first Unset, a set designed to bend all the rules. It's a thing that the kids on the internet say.
Oh my god.
You're making yourself sound old and stupid when you laugh at that. You sound like an old stupid guy who's not in touch with Magic the Gathering lingo.
Ryan's so extra right now.
He's so extra. You sound like an idiot when you pronounce it like that.
Don't be such a noob.
With two O's.
Hey, Dave, speaking of Magic, wasn't there, like, the creator of Magic gonna put on his next game after, like, 10 years?
Yeah, so they revealed it. So last night at Gen Con, missing that place, they did their whole, like, oh, here's our big board game, card game preview night. And so last night, the Magic Gathering creator, Richard Garfield, premiered Keyforge. So Keyforge is similar to Magic. It's a 1v1 competitive card game, but instead of using kind of the traditional trading card format where you got booster packs and you're trying to get that lucky rare, it's actually entirely, it's using a format called a unique deck game. So what that means is that players will buy a pre-made 36 card deck that is completely unique than any other deck. You can't buy the same deck again. And you can't get the same cards in other decks. So they're completely unique. It can't be altered or customized. So
you can't mix and match.
No, no. Wait, and so...
So it's not a collectible card game.
They're saying
game.
You can't. That,
it's a not a collectible card game, then.
It's a non-collectible card game because... Because
they don't like money, I guess.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a cash grab for them because it's like, oh, I don't like this deck, so I'm going to go buy another deck. Oh, I want to try another deck.
Sure.
I mean, they're priced at $10, but that's just going to add up.
Interesting.
I mean, they're talking about that they could do like billions of different kind of card formats. It's... The cards themselves are broken into seven houses, and each of these houses has their own random combination.
I choose House Harkonnen.
A trade right. ace.
And then every deck is made up of cards from three of the seven houses. So it's weird. They said the play style is all right. But they're just kind of worried about how it's going to work.
Okay,
wait,
so
what?
Two questions.
Like they just have they just don't see
it
being sustainable. Like the reviewers from last
night. Fuck the reviewers. What's up, Adam?
Okay, what's the name of this game?
Keyforge.
I think they call it Phoenix, the Last Saga, or something. No, that's not it. It's
okay, when is the release date?
Yesterday.
You can. It's released. It'll be released in September.
Oh, that's bullshit.
You can pre-order now. They have a $40 starter set that has two decks, two randomized. It'll have two set decks that'll always be the same. Two randomized unique decks, and a whole boatload of tokens to keep track of different points and effects and all that kind of stuff.
Like, so a randomized unique deck is a deck, and being unique meaning like no one else in the world has that deck?
Yeah.
Yeah, because think if you have, let's say you have a 40-card deck, and somebody might have the same 39 cards, but one changes. You know, you have so it's 40 cards that go together to make this thing, and they're all, they never make that same thing again. Which, it seems fine.
I mean, they're saying like the barrier to entry should be relatively cheap because it's $10. Here's a deck, and you should be able to be competitive with anybody else. You know, it's not like, oh, if I go get this one single card, now my deck's unbeatable, because every deck is kind of a level playing field.
Well, but that's why I would think that would be not true.
It's definitely not true.
See, for each unique deck, the backside of that deck is customized. So that deck all has that same backside of the card. So if you were to swap out a different card, people will know that that's not part of that deck.
Well, sure, but I think what Ryan is about to say, and I'll speak for Ryan as it was my turn to speak, is that one set is going to be better than the other set just based on the cards that are in there. And eventually you might get people like, I'm selling my set, it's this set. This is a really fucking good set. It's better than all your other sets. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
And I think that would be interesting. Instead of selling rares, you'd be like, this set, or you could be like, right, man, I wish this combo would have this combo and this combo. Who has that? Is it for sale? And that could drive up a price of that
particular set. And that's what they said. They said the card combos, if you got a certain card combo, you're going to be like really good. But they hope that there'll be direct counters to that card combos, sure, and stuff like that.
Yeah, it says finding a deck with a rare card means it stays rare. Players don't have to drop loads of cash to get a few specific cards to stay competitive.
It reminds me of like a bunch of people building their own decks and not being able to share deck lists.
Right, yes. and that's what they said. They said like, oh, cool, this set came out within, you know, a few days, someone goes like, ah, here's what I've figured as my optimal
Here's the
thing.
Optimal, and that's what everybody does.
And then
does.
People are like, go like, up, and then everyone plays that same thing at tournaments and shit like that.
Yep, and that's what happens. You get to, so like in Standard, there's like four decks, and if you're not playing one of those four decks, you're at a disadvantage because people have figured out these are the four best decks.
Ryan, what do you think about that?
I'm just wondering, well, what I wonder is if they intend it to be played competitively. I agree with if you did it competitively, that's what would happen, but maybe they're not going for a competitive scene, but rather a casual scene.
Yeah,
and it's brought to you by Fantasy Flight, so who knows
but
what their ultimate goal is. Fantasy Flight can suck my balls.
But I just like that idea, that it's like, it seems like, because it helps me, but it hinders Ryan a little bit.
Hinders the meta
like
gamer.
If we're playing Magic,
Magic gamer.
Ryan will always have a larger shot based on skill level and stuff like that than I will.
But that's
I like this
change.
Idea.
But this game, my strategy will still be the same, as I will try and get everyone to go against Ryan.
Yeah, so in other words, nothing changes here except for the fact that...
it makes it easier for me.
I don't... Well, it might, but it doesn't make... Like, I think what it does is it makes people with large collections not have an advantage over people with small collections. So if I was like, I'm going to build my own deck, and I put $40,000 into this deck, it's fucking amazing with amazing cards, you're going to have a lot less of advantage, or I'm going to have a huge advantage over you. But it doesn't matter. So in this case, it doesn't matter, yes. But I think skill will definitely still be a thing. So you're still at a disadvantage.
But no way. In limited and in the other weird downside or upside, depending on your perspective, is that it eliminates deck building.
Yes.
Which is a big part of, I think, Magic's appeal.
Is it?
I do.
It used to be. I don't know if it is anymore.
It is for some people. It's not for other people.
But when I think like the deck building aspect was more for older school players like us. That did that. I think now people are more likely just to be like, what's the best deck? I'm going to build this deck.
I'm just going to go out and buy those cards, and that's what I'm going
to
do.
But I do believe that there are some people that are like, ooh, I have a lot of zombies. I'll try to make a zombie deck. So in that case, you might be correct. But I don't think it's as popular as you might think it is.
Well, don't take deck building as an offline thing. I'm talking about like limited. Like drafting... And sealed.
Sure, yeah, you can't do
those things you just can't do.
Right, and I think Dave said that basically instead of, if you want that experience, you just basically go buy a new $10 deck, which is the same price as a draft deck, actually.
But it's not the same experience because you don't get to
build it. Yeah, sure. It's just you get a new collection of cards to try out. Yeah, you're right.
And, learn the deck, see how it plays.
Sure.
And...
Yep.
No, anyway. I like building. I like opening 60 cards and saying, or whatever, how many you get in... How many did you get?
In a sealed 60, yeah.
Okay, 60 like, cards and bring it down to 40 good ones and the best 40 and or in a draft picking, you know, that's fun.
I'm on Dave's side with this one.
Of course you are.
There's not sides on this, by the way.
No, there's good sides and bad sides, and you're all Dave, on the bad side.
No, I'm sides. On your side.
Why can't there be sides? Well, what if it has 12 sides, Ryan?
Okay, let me put it a different way. I have not taken any sides, so I
Ryan's
can't
side
be
sucks.
Not on your side.
Ryan took whatever side is not is racist. He takes the racist.
Well, okay, Ryan, based on the information you have said, it seems that you don't like it that much because it takes away a few things that you really like.
No, well, I think it's interesting. So I don't know how to work. Right. Mine was a general commentary on the nature of the game.
That's what I got out of it, too. Good job.
Okay, so here's my two cents. It equals the playing field for Dave and I because we don't know the card combos.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, you're missing.
You guys play more than we do, so
that's actually not true right now.
You know,
we have in the past, but right now
you have.
I think
you
right
have
now
more experience.
Yes. So if you're asking like building a deck, if that's what you mean, like building a draft deck.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a little different, but. That is not, I don't think, that's not standard Magic. Standard Magic is you have a deck that you use and go around with your deck so you would know your deck. Limited Magic is what we usually do because I find that more interesting, much like Ryan said, he finds it more interesting because you get to build your own deck. So in that case, you're correct. It does limit that portion of the playing field, but definitely doesn't limit the skill. You're still going to get beat.
Well, certainly.
I also think if we add a timer... It,
oh my God!
Was,
you and your
was,
timer. Oh Jesus!
Okay, stop trying to beat me. And just,
why?
And,
like if I don't try and beat you, I'm never gonna get. You know,
well,
I'm never gonna improve. Right?
Stop trying to beat me during the podcast in advance. But I actually do think it's super fun. The idea of being able to get a full deck for $10, like that's cool to just like be like. Crack a deck and start playing, like that instant gratification is pretty cool. I think that's probably its best chance of success. We'll see how it goes.
I'll buy 5 decks and we'll see how it goes. We'll give it a shot. I look forward to cracking that one deck that's the optimal deck and it's selling for like 10 grand. You're like, yeah, I'll sell this to you. Shit, yeah.
The only problem is it's 10 grand if it's unopened.
No,
right,
because
you
once
fucked
it,
up.
No, because they're all going to be the same price because you don't know what's in them. Once you open them, that's when it gets value because then you know what's in it.
They're going to be like, oh, actually what we did is we put 1 in 1 billion decks is got the one that has the Willy Wonka golden ticket.
That'd be sweet. I'd sell that shit and I'd take the factory and eat all the chocolate and get fat and awesome. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, my Wonka Vader.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, like I said, we'll give it a shot later on in the year and do a review of it, I guess.
I know. And then put it online and be like, hey, give us like $70. We're doing this review.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. But, yeah, other than that, baseball was fun, Dave. I'm sorry you missed out.
Oh, I hit a couple dingers.
He did. He was. He had the dingers.
You hit a couple of dingers like Dozier has now that he's been traded.
Of course.
Yeah, and we're very sad that all of your names are now useless. You have to make up new names.
Whatever. King Forsythe is coming along very nicely. he's the guy
Foreskin?
We traded
King
for.
Foreskin? King Foreskin.
Hey, in the world of Netflix, Altered Carbon, Dave, they've renewed for season 2, which figured it would be coming. And Anthony Mackie, the Falcon himself, will be taking on the lead role.
I remember that show was really... I think that show was really expensive to make, too. So
yeah.
It's not like they don't have money to burn.
Because
they do.
Cool.
They do. They do.
That's cool. I really liked that show. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. Iron Fist premieres on September 7th, and instead of 13 episodes... They're only going to have 10.
Good. I like that.
Good. It'll be faster. Yeah, 10 episodes.
Slow it down. Every now and then.
10 is perfect.
Every single season of those shows has had an episode where I was like, this doesn't need to be its own episode. You can fucking put this into other things and stuff.
Right.
So that's cool. I'm fine with that.
I think we learned by watching The Hollows. 10 episodes is good.
Yes. All right, cool.
What else I got? The shareholders did approve the Disney purchase of Fox.
That's such, like,
I don't know how they wouldn't.
What, but how, does it say how many approved and how many did
99%.
Hey, shareholders, do you like
there were
money?
Some dissenters.
Do you want more money? Most of us do. 1% of us didn't show up, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the final thing I had was they released the cast list for Star Wars Episode 9, confirming that Mark Hamill will play Luke Skywalker in Episode 9, and that they are going to be using footage of Carrie Fisher that they had previously shot to fill some of the scenes in Episode 9.
Okay, So do you have the cast list? Can you go through it slowly?
I bet it's half of it.
No, there's only one man. There's only one man. I want to hear his name.
Who's that?
Mark Hamill?
No. Billy D. Williams.
Yeah, I know it's out there. I just don't have access to it. So if you could find
Lando, Cal.
I'm trying to find the full one. Every article I click through just brings me to, like, oh, here's the three big names.
Okay. I found it. I'll go through it if you don't want to. So
other members include, it says in that article you said.
Right, that's what I was going through. So Daisy Ridley, who's that?
Ray.
Ray.
Okay,
yeah.
So obviously she's going to be there. Adam, I want to be Vader Driver. That's again. Yeah.
Kylo Ren.
Who's John Boyega? Oh, that's
Ben.
Right? Yeah. Oscar Isaac.
Poe Dameron.
Poe. Lupita Nyong'o.
The little lady.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Maz.
Okay.
Yeah,
I guess. Big fan. Interesting. Domhnall Gleeson.
Hux.
General Hux.
General Hux.
Okay, the lady. Kelly Marie Tron. That's, wait.
Rose.
Rose.
Did
Rose.
She die?
Rose.
Or did she...
Nope. He oh, saved her. Finn was driving, like, really fast, and she, like, smashed into him. She's like, the only way we could beat him is not by killing ourselves, but trying
by saving those that we love.
I thought she died.
No.
And I thought that her death had a meaning. That now her death has no meaning. Now she's not dead. Has no meaning.
Her sister died.
Her sister died.
Yeah, I don't
know. Died before her first scene in the movie.
Ryan hates her so much because she's a little bit chubby. He doesn't like her. Jesus.
All right. No, because Ryan, why do you hate Asian people now? It was a completely unnecessary character that, like, was like, let's go to the casino that's crazy and save weird, like, deer racing creatures
for
no reason.
Episode 9, she's going to be very useful.
The reason that was there is basically to talk about, like, to make those children at the end, like,
Jedi.
Make them want to be Jedi.
Make them want to
fight
back.
She's like Jar Jar Binks for
she
that.
She is not. She's, no. Oh my god. She is not Jar Jar Binks. How dare you?
Like, Ryan, I understand you may feel that way, but
you're wrong. Racist and wrong.
Yeah. You should really.
Race has nothing to do with it. It's just she was a pointless character. She could have been any race, and she would have been pointless.
Why are all Asians pointless to you? Who's Junis Suotobobo?
He's the actor that plays Chewbacca.
Oh, okay. Billy Lord?
Carrie Fisher's daughter, so that's like a lieutenant or something.
Yeah, she was like the lieutenant.
A bridge officer.
Okay, hang on. She's literally Carrie Fisher's daughter, or in the movie she's Carrie Fisher's daughter?
Literally.
And she was in the last movie?
Yep. Yes.
And she was some random bridge officer I never knew about?
She's got some speaking. She has blonde hair with the weird bow, like...
The weird braid.
Yeah, I got an image for you. Let me see if I can link it.
That's okay. Share. I also know how to use Google.
You don't, actually. I'll take care of it.
I don't recognize her from the movie. Is there a movie image of her?
Yes, that's what I'm sending you.
I can't find anyone anywhere on the internet. I can't. She's kind of hot.
I just sent you one. Just click it.
I can't. Sorry. Google
image.
Oh, my God.
You're the worst.
I don't remember her from that movie.
Type her name in Star Wars, and there's all pictures of her in the movie.
Are you sure she spoke?
Yep. She had a speaking role.
It must have been a tiny role, though. Like,
In the first movie, she's in the background. She brings Carrie something.
That's a tiny role.
Force Awakens.
Right.
In the second movie, she's on the bridge with Poe when he takes it over, and she's doing all the controls to lock the door.
She's so a tiny role. Gotcha.
I don't remember. I'll have to watch it again. Hey, she's not in the movie considered Carrie Fisher's daughter, correct?
No.
No.
Okay, because that would have been weird. Like, somebody else, she might... Well, it could have happened. I don't know. Okay. All right. Because you know what kind of sucks? I'm going to tell you what kind of sucks. The Skywalker line, as far as we know, basically ends, correct?
No, because... Yeah. Kylo Ren is technically a Skywalker.
Right, but right now he ain't doing shit. He's turned against her and he's like, I'm evil. Sorry, the good Skywalker line has basically ended.
Correct.
And that sucks when you think about, like, they're the chosen ones.
Well, wait. We don't know who Rey's parents are still, right?
Right, but...
It's not Luke.
It could be Luke. Adam thinks it's Luke, so I think we should discuss that when the next movie comes out. Like, Adam,
you gotta understand. They gotta understand...
She's Kenobi.
What if Luke donated sperm like one time? Because he was hard up.
He needs some money.
There's enough money. Background she can be somebody else.
Man, I need some hyperdrive fluid. Here's some sperm. Skywalker sperm.
Or they went to a super like raging Jedi like orgy party.
Oh like, shit! At the Matrix 2. It's like
this is Saya.
What if she's actually Billy Dee Williams' kid?
Oh,
that would be awesome! Right?
You look absolutely beautiful. You're my daughter. Oh shit!
She can't be related to Luke because then Kylo Ren and her can't get it on, and that'd be like weird incest. Like
that would be normal for a Star Wars movie.
Star Wars movie.
Yeah. Well, it would be, but what about all the midichlorians?
There's one comedian that's like, oh, you know, Luke hit that in Episode 2. You know he hit it.
Well, wait. This thing says also returning to the fold is Billy Dee Williams. Did you read that? Wait, I thought you said I was hoping that, and then...
Oh, no, we know.
Yes, no, we knew it, and I said there's only one name I care about, really.
Oh, I see. I understand.
Oh, dear God. What were you saying?
Yeah,
okay, and we'd be remiss if we didn't say Anthony Daniels is also coming to be in all the movies that's ever been made, because that's what he does. Okay, cool. Anybody somebody thinks should not be on that list, besides Ryan, because Ryan can go fuck himself? Mm-hmm. He's racist.
A lot of those people are terrible and shouldn't be in the movie.
Oh my god.
Especially that one Asian one. But it had nothing to do with her race.
Oh, hang on. We didn't even talk about Mark Hamill. So Mark Hamill's coming back. He's going to be like a Force ghost or something, right?
Yeah, he's got to be.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Or do you think he's going to be like concentrating so hard that he comes back to life? He's like, hey, I'm back. Suck it.
Yeah, he'll be a Force ghost, yeah.
He never faded away.
Should be like... Stop
he
doing
just,
those.
He actually just took the robe off
weird...
and laid it down.
What if he didn't fade away and he actually just like teleported himself to a different planet?
Could have been.
What if there's a scene where his Force ghost appears in front of Rey with his shirt off? He's like, "Oh, hey, I'm naked, huh? This is awkward. What happened there?"
So, Rey? That's funny. It's like you're a ghost, right? Why are your clothes ghosts too?
Shut up! It's a residual self image from the Matrix.
That's right.
Because he's actually jealous of Kylo Ren, because he's got those abs and shit, and he's like, fuck.
So you're in the Star Wars universe, right? Let's say you're in the Star Wars universe. Do you ever feel safe masturbating, know there's Force ghosts walking around that can be watching you at any time?
I'm
going to
say,
oh, God.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say no.
I have no problem with it. I'll be like, whatever.
And if I remember right, from Tatooine... I'm sorry, from Dagobah, like, I think Ben was, like, moving shit as he walked, like, reeds and stuff. Like, it looked like he was kind of interacting with the terrain. Like, as he moved, it looked like some of the terrain moved. Does that mean a Force ghost can interact with you? Can you have a threesome with a Force ghost, basically what I'm getting at?
Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
One
can hope. One can hope. All right. Dave just looks confused. Dave.
No, he's annoyed.
No. Don't talk badly about Force Ghost.
We would love to talk. So he's annoyed. He's about to hold.
Why don't Force Ghosts never say woo?
They're too busy being cryptic. From what I told you was correct from a certain point of view. You couldn't just tell me straight up, you fucker.
No, I can't, because
I'd break your brain. I'm basically an augury spell.
Right. Wheel. Oh shit, that's bad. We can't do that.
All right, cool. Last things. What else? Anything else?
No, I don't have anything else.
That's pretty much what I had.
Okay, cool.
We're gonna start a new company to 3D print guns. So
you can't judge.
Yeah.
Oh you can't. God!
Keep taking those just sites down.
It. No, we're gonna do it, and we're gonna make it a religious one, so that we're like super religious freedom act as well. It's gonna be amazing. Can't wait.
Jeff Sessions, that fucking guy.
Did you guys have the same problem I had last week though? When I on Sunday, I think me and Amy went to the grocery store. And I went to buy some shit, but they're like, do you got an ID? And I was like, fuck, I ain't got no ID. I can't buy groceries. And I was like, well.
What he meant was, like, when you buy beer and alcohol.
Of course.
Doesn't Donald Trump not drink it? Yeah, but he knows what it's like to drink.
Wait, what did he say? I'm
need a photo ID to buy groceries.
He's like, when you go to the grocery store, you show your photo ID, right? At a rally. Everyone's like, what?
No.
I think it had to do with immigration. No, of course not.
What a dumb shit. He's a funny dumb man.
Yeah. All right. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Oh, thanks, Chris. You can check us out on Facebook at Geeks Next Door, or how about checking us out on the web, interwebs, at www.geeksnextdoor.xyz. I think we got a Patreon page, which is www.patreon.com/geeksnextdoor.
So close. And...
no?
Patreon.com/. But you're good. You're good.
And then... what's the last one? I forgot.
I don't know. I stopped listening to you a long time ago.
I hate you.
No, I think you got them all. Good job.
Our email address. Email address. Give us a email on how much you want to see us put out 3D printed guns.
Religious 3D printed guns.
At, at Geeks Inc. Store. FTW, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
It's going to be like, Adam White. It's like, do you know what time it is? Is it? It's 9 o'clock at night. It's like they kick in your door. Are you trying to put fucking guns on the fucking internet?
No, not at all. Okay, we're gone for the week. Thanks, Nissan Rogue, for going and sponsoring us this week. And we'll be done back next week. Bye.
If you want a Nissan Rogue, yeah.
Make sure you order 3 days in advance.
Send us a Rogue.